The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. John chapter 1, verse 5. Welcome to Echoes Through the Abyss, a place where the deepest valleys of human experience meet the unrelenting light of hope. In this world, many have walked through darkness, through trauma, loss, brokenness and despair. But even in the depths, even in the silence of the abyss, there are echoes. Echoes of survival, echoes of redemption, echoes of faith. Here we share real stories of people who have faced the darkness and found their way back to the light. Because no matter how deep the abyss may feel, hope still speaks. This is Echoes Through the Abyss podcast.
Hey there, pod people. Thanks for tuning in to episode number 5 of Echoes Through the Abyss podcast. We are in our testimonies phase, I guess. I don't know. We're doing testimonies right now. So, and we've also kind of added a third member to our duo, Miss Shonda. You heard her last week. So she's going to try it out for a couple weeks and see if she likes it, but she's going to stay because she's helping our numbers immensely. So she needs to stay. And tonight like we have actually the three of us, all four of us used to work together at the airline. So we have Veronica with us and she's going to share her testimony with us and anything else she wants to talk about. So,
Hi,
Veronica. How's it going?
Everything is good, thank God. Yes, everything is good.
Very cool.
And Miss Smiley, how are you doing today?
Fine, I'm normal.
Not
everybody
drunk.
That knows me knows I'm always smiling most of the time.
And Ben, how's Paris?
Paris? Oh, yes. Paris is always wonderful on my Zoom screen. Yes.
Ben, of course, has to be the different one of the group.
Yeah.
That's okay. We like different. So does anybody have anything they want to discuss before we jump into it?
No, let's just get a prayer in if we can.
All right, Ben, praise him.
All right, Heavenly Father, we pray that you bless this podcast and use it to reach people and that you use our words to reflect what you want people to hear. Not our will, Lord, but your own, and just use Veronica's amazing story to help anyone who is listening. In your holy name we pray, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Veronica, it's all you, girl. The floor is yours.
Oh, I wasn't told that was just me, but
oh. Well, I mean, we're here with you. We're just not speaking the whole time.
Yeah.
I had I'm to sure trick we'll you jump into coming. With-
Well, oh. I told Ben, I hope you guys understand me because my broken English never gets better. But
I can understand you just fine. So
good, perfect. Good.
And if there's any points where you think you can clarify by speaking in Spanish, I mean, I'm sure we have some Spanish listeners as well. So feel free to.
Oh yeah, I have a translator here. That's true.
That's true. We have a translator for sure.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's right. Shonda, you do speak Spanish, don't you?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, good. Well, then you can tell us if she's saying anything bad about us, because I don't know.
Okay. Well, if I had to start with my testimony, is that what I had to do? Yeah.
Yes,
if you don't mind.
Yes. Okay. Well, it's not so spectacular, but at the same time, well, for me, it was a great thing. I grew up Catholic. I grew up in an environment that we had faith and we grew up going to church. Sometimes we went to church, sometimes we will not go to church. But when I grew up, I was never feeling that I was totally involved with God. Mm. When I was a kid, I really was curious about God and I was always trying to be near to him. But when I was a teenager, I little by little got separated. I feel like most of us get that separation at that age and start to get with our own questions, our own problems and get away from God. Try to look more for pleasure, for the world life. And when that happened, I really got separated, but I always try to come back, be with him. I For a while, I lived in Spain by myself without my family, and I really felt lonely there. And I always will say, God, it's just you and me. So be with me because it's just you and me. And I feel like he was protecting me all the time there. I got into sometimes dangerous situations, and he was always there. But I still wasn't connected to him. When I came back to Ecuador, I got married with my husband, with Nick, and then I came back here to the US, and then I start my life with him. Everything.
Uh-oh.
I think we lost her.
I'm gonna pause it for a minute. That's okay, it happens.
Okay,
Okay,
so
Veronica jumped back on because her computer, of course. That's the devil trying to stop you from telling your testimony, girl.
that's the truth.
Yeah, I even thought it was that juicy testimony.
I was saying we're getting to the juicy parts of Spain when Veronica was being bad. Oh no, you came back from Spain. My bad. We skipped those.
We are in the US
All
already.
right, we're back in the US.
Okay, so I came to the US. Well, I just got married, had my first baby, then my second baby, and then I was having a good life. We did decide with my husband, he was Catholic, and then we decided to go every Sunday to church and to pray before every meal. That's the only thing we did. But we never like read the Bible. We never did a devotional, never got into the word or get interested in Jesus. We just went to Easter church and we start to go to mass and things together and try to put the kids in a Catholic life too, but always wishy-washy. Okay? Nothing serious. We have getting to so many routine life, and we forgot about God, really. We were busy trying to make money, trying to make businesses, trying to make things happen, and busy with the kids and distracted with everything. But God was not our center, definitely. And then I had a relationship with my father that was extremely good. He always had been a wonderful man with me. Those kind of fathers that people don't have, those kind of fathers that always have been there, that cares about you, that is an example. But also, we were friends. He and me were very friends because we were musicians. We did a lot of music together. And then we also love history, things like that. So he and me have a strong connection. What happened is that he got sick and suddenly he died. And first, when he got sick, I think it was the first time that I have a argument with God. I got into my knees and I told him, how can you permit that me being so far away, I cannot even say goodbye to him. And I yell at God and I say, how can you do this to me? And then I was on my knees. The next thing I saw, and I told him, please send me to Ecuador. Do something. I need to see him. Let me see him for the last time. So I was at the airline. That was the first year I was at the airline. I called Joanne, I think she was there, and Ulysses. I called them crying. I said, I don't know what to do. I need to go. So they told me, well, you will have to trade. You will have to you will have to ask authorization to raid. You will have to do a lot of stuff, but you cannot just go. And I said, well, I'm going. Even if I lose my job, I'm going. Well, the thing is, everything, God made everything happen so I could go and see him and say goodbye to him. But everything was very powerful. When I was there, I even went to church, in the church in the hospital, and I talked to God and I say, God, he's going to be with pain and he's going to be suffering the way that I see him suffering, just take him with you, but make sure he's with you. So after I get out of that church, the doctor came to me and said, well, everything is happening. We will have to put him down to sleep. And it was like immediately. So all that and losing my father was a big thing for me.
Sure.
I started to get in a deep depression. I didn't feel like my life was balanced. I feel like a hole in my life. I didn't know that the presence of my father was so strong in my life. So I never saw anything beautiful again. Even if I have a wonderful family, a great husband, great kids, nothing looks good for me. Like, everything was bad. Everything was dark.
Right.
And I was in a very bad spot. So one morning, and I was going in the way to the airline, and when I was driving at 4 in the morning or maybe 3 in the morning to the airport, I put my face out the window and I said, God, if you want me to be near to you.
Veronica, can you say that one more time?
To feel you, you have to do something. You are the one that has to do something.
Veronica.
And feel that nothing was going to happen.
Can you start with when you were driving home and your head was down?
You're driving to the airport or something?
Yes.
Because it cut out.
I was driving to the airport. You guys can hear me now?
Yes.
Yep, gotcha. You're good.
Yes. And then I got my face out the window in the car, probably in a light. And I say to God, God, it's no way I can be near to you. It's no way I can understand you. It's no way I can approach to you by myself. You had to do something. It's you the one that had to do something because I cannot do it by myself. So please help me. So then I went back to work. And then after I get out of work, I went to my business, to the little deli that I had. And it was that day, this Jehovah Witness came and knocked my door. You know? And by the way, I am not Jehovah Witness, but she helped me through this. Amazing. So she came and knocked my door. A lady that was always dressed up, very nice dressed up. And she knocked my door. And she said, hi, how are you? I want to talk to you about God. And then I say, oh, my gosh, there's she again. I thought it was a customer. No, it's she. So she bothers me so much that one day I say to myself, I'm going to tell this woman that she needs to get out here. She always came in the busier times, too. So it bothers me. So I was making, I remember, a lot of sandwiches. I was very busy. And she came one day. And I say, I'm going to tell her now. So I approached to her and I told her, hi, Cynthia. That was her name. Cynthia, I want to talk to you. I really don't want you to come back anymore here. I just don't want your presence here because I am busy. I am trying to do a business and you actually are taking my time. And she says to me, Veronica, I will never come back again. I promise. I just want to ask you one question and then I will get out of your life. Okay. I say, what is that question? And she asked me, do you want to study the Bible with me? And then, for some reason, I remember that morning that I was talking to God, going to the airport and asking God, can you do something so I can see you, I can know you, I can be near to you? And then I was thinking, if I say no, I am the one that is saying no.
Yeah.
So I say, okay, but we will study with my Bible. And she said, yes, no problem. I said, really? So, yes, I'm coming back on Tuesday at 4 p.m. She said, okay. So we start to study the Bible, and we start to study with the I we study with the Book of Job. The Book of Job, that was our first book. That's why I love so much that book, because it really got into me. It's a very strong book. I feel that it's the book that made you know how humanity is really in front of God. And then after that, everything started to change. For me, the Bible before was in Chinese. I couldn't understand it. It was like codified everywhere. But with her, the way that she explained it, I started to understand little by little. But then suddenly I start to read by myself and I understand the Bible. And then I say, what's happening here? I understand the Bible. I even ask her, what's going on? Why now I understand the Bible? And she said, oh, it's in here. Let me tell you, there is a veil that God put on us, and he take it away when you look for him. When your heart approach to him, he take that veil. And I was like, oh my gosh, I didn't know this could happen. And everything started to change. Then the way suddenly that I used to see Jesus Christ, I used to see him so distant. Like for Catholics, Jesus is God, and we separate him just like we sometimes separate the Father, because we are afraid of the Father, because the Father is the one that is the one that we should be afraid. No, now I don't feel like that. But even Jesus for me was distance. Now Jesus is, in this moment, I start to see him in another way. Like I was in love of him. Everything that mentioned his name, I was attracted to him. I want to look for him. I want to know about him. Everything. So I start, if I see a movie, it will be about him. If I read a book, it will be about him. Everything. Everything changed on me about it. And something happened in my heart that I was so intense, wanting to be with him. And I always say thank you to God, because my kids were little still, so I could share with them that love that I feel for God. Right now, I have my second son, John. He's graduating, and he had to go to a retreat, to a Christian retreat in his school. And then he came back and he told me that they asked him, who is a person that got you more near to God? And he said, my mother, immediately. And that made me feel good, because I say, well, that happens because everything that happened to me happened when they were little. And that was we were blessed with that, because I could share with my family what was happening to me. So I start to understand salvation. And I start to spread to people. I try to spread in the beginning, just like a Jehovah's Witness, try to spread to everybody. No, you should believe in Jesus and this and that. But then little by little, I noticed that the world is not that easy, that people is hard, the hearts are very hard. They are like rock. And you have to go easy with people sometimes. And there is some people that is more open than others. But yeah, I try to share the gospel with everyone. Later on, I see some dogma on the Jehovah's Witnesses that I don't agree, and I just separate from that. But I never went to their meetings or anything. I always was just me and Cindy studying the Bible. But once I understood that I was with God in my heart, then I understood that. Then I say, I can do this by myself, and I will look for a church. And then that's how I did. Now, for a while, I wasn't in a church, and I remember being on my business, And now my business is located in a library. And I was going to the bathroom, and a guy approached to me. And he say, "Oh, I see your cross in your neck. You are a Christian." And I say, "Yes, I am a Christian." And then he say, "And what are you waiting for, to congregate? And then I say, "Well, yeah, I should congregate." And then I went to the bathroom, and then I say, "Who is this guy that is asking me this?" So I turn back, and I never see that guy again. I look for him, and I couldn't find him anywhere. So I say, "Oh, maybe this is God telling me that I need to congregate." So I look for a church. I got baptized. I bring my family to the church. And since then, we have been going to church, and then not just that, to retreats, and trying to make a life that revolves everything about God, and then try to spread the word. Yeah. So that is my small testimony.
That's incredible.
Wonderful.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
It's like, I think it's funny how God wants you to do something. You're kind of like, if you're like me, of course, resistant at first, because that's just my personality. He made me, so he knows better. But then he just keeps pushing you and pushing you until, or sending you people that you normally would have nothing to do with, like Jehovah's Witness. Oh my gosh, I would have been first day. I'm like, nope. Get away from me.
Exactly. Yes. Yes.
And I also like how you pointed out that you got so much closer with God and with your relationship to Jesus and how you kind of fell in love with him. Cause that's kind of how it started for me this most recent time. And it's just, you got into the word and just everything just, I guess, fell into place as far as where your heart was with God and with Jesus. And I think that's such a beautiful message.
Oh, amen. Good. Thank you.
Laughing when you were talking about kicking Cynthia, wanting to kick Cynthia out of the library, because I knew her like from you, like as far as she being your Bible teacher. So I knew that was coming, that she was going to be the person. So I was like, I had no idea that at some point you were trying to make her leave. So
yeah. Kind of oh, yes. I was like, I'm going to make her leave, this lady that comes to bother me. It's funny because, yes, after that, and then every time that she will come back in our meetings, I was like, "Oh, shoot, I forgot that I have Bible study." Oh, but then I was thinking, okay, God wants you, Veronica, to learn this. So you had to put aside everything.
Yeah.
And all you had to do was accept, like the veil. That was the hard part, was in the car saying, "Help me," you know. Yep. You were, you know, you didn't have a special moment. You just said it. This is what I need right now. And he answered that day.
Yes.
You almost said no.
I almost said no. I'm going to tell to this person no. And then I will say yes. And then I say, I actually asked myself, what did I say yes to her? You know?
He knew you would say yes.
Yes. It was so important. And then, like my husband sometimes say, "Oh, we need to find Cynthia. Where is Cynthia? We need to find her to tell her thank you." You know? Yes. That's another
so
thing. My husband, he was like a Catholic traditional guy that he mostly go to church for the church building and the incense. He loved the hat of the bishop and things like that. You know, and I was always, "Oh my gosh." But because he has been with me, and we pass a long life trying to know about Jesus, now he's going to Bible study. He watched the series that Ben recommend me, The Chosen. Yes. And he actually have a lot like more curiosity about Jesus because of those the Chosen. And he's
because
trying
of
to
you.
learn, and yeah, it has been helping him a lot. So I am very happy with his faith is strong. Every day he reads a devotional. Last year he had cancer, and we were very scared. He had colon cancer, and he had a surgery of 6 hours. We were all scared, but at the same time, with a lot of faith, and we went through this attack with prayer. Thank God it worked. The will of God was that he stay here. So we keep going. He just lost his 37 years job, and we have been praying, and hopefully he will get a job very soon. But if not, he will retire. But we are with God first, and we don't despair now. We know that he has a plan for us. So, yes.
If he didn't have a plan for you, the devil wouldn't be attacking you the way he is, or attacking him, I guess.
Yes, he's very mad that he's changing.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And that guy wouldn't have walked into the library for you, because that might sound like some random thing, but that sounds like a big miracle to me. Like, how's this guy know that you haven't been congregating? How could he possibly know that?
Exactly. And then I went to the bathroom and he said, "Who is this guy?" And I turned my face and I never see him again. And I would try to look for him. And then that really freaks me out, because I say, "Oh, I need to congregate." You know?
That was an angel, girl.
Yep. Yep.
It was.
A little push.
Yeah. It was. Yeah.
That's so cool. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Great testimony.
You got what you asked for.
Yeah.
And yes. Then
yeah. And I want to throw out there that
what, Ben?
I just want to throw out there too that Veronica like already knows, but like I just to say it with my mouth, like you've been huge at increasing my faith and bringing me back to God in times when I was struggling, and some of the miracles that have happened in my life were directly through you. I mean, I was struggling at one point. She's like, "Go to this random church and meet with this guy named Raul," and I'm like, "That sounds terrifying," but for some reason, I did it. Right. Like, and it started a path. Right. And so you've definitely been a blessing to me as well.
Yeah. I never knew this side of you.
when Ben got baptized, that was very special. Very, very special. It was a very special baptism. I don't know. It felt like the pure presence of God was there. I don't know. It was very, very special. Even my mother say, "Why you don't bring all these kids, all these, the nephews of your husband should come to this church, just like you brought Ben." I said, "Mom, it's not that easy. I mean, it's something that the person needs at some point to open their heart. Even if the heart is closed, at some point needs to be open. And your heart was open enough to go to the church and to get baptized, you know?"
And I will say this about that baptism. Like, Tiana took a picture. It might have been, it was either Shonda or Tiana took a picture of me when I came up from the water.
Oh, yeah.
Sent me this picture, right? Like, and they hadn't even noticed. And there is a perfect cross of light on my forehead in this picture. Like, the moment I raised up, there's a perfect cross of light that, like, it was nighttime. There was no light anywhere. Like, it was a miracle.
Yes. Yes, I remember that cross. It was
and
awesome.
I think we're all going to have to see that picture.
Yes.
I can definitely get you the picture.
Yeah, I know you posted in Facebook one time, so you can find it there.
Yeah, it's in there.
Mm-hmm.
That's so cool. God's just amazing, and it's a shame it took me so long to realize it, but it's timing.
Well,
I'm
had
amazed
veil
that you got this. I remember the day, one day in the ramp in the airport, Mandy telling us, and I remember I was with Diana. I remember Diana was there. I don't know who else was there, but I remember Mandy telling us that she was atheist, and we were all sad and then like quiet in the room, and she keeps talking, and then she left, and I was telling Diana, "She's atheist?" And then Diana told me, "Oh, I didn't know that either. That's so sad, you know?"
I've never been atheist. I didn't believe in the Christian version of God. So Christians tended like to interpret that as, "Oh, well, she doesn't believe in God at all." No, I did. I just had a completely different depiction of him.
Okay.
And I was deceived for quite a while by the devil, and he lost because Jesus got me back.
Absolutely.
Big way.
Amen.
All right. So she wasn't an atheist, but you know what I feel like an atheist is saying when they say I'm an atheist? They're saying, "I really enjoy struggling alone." Like, I like to
That's
go through
exactly
my
what
battles
it was.
By myself.
Yeah.
Yep. Exactly what it was.
What I feel is that they are like a teenager that is mad at their parents because they cannot get what they want. They cannot do what they want whenever they want. They are lonely, and there is an anger inside them. I can tell. You know, it's very sad. Yes.
Yeah. Well,
That's a
sometimes they
very
have
good point.
experiences in their childhood that made them not believe in God anymore.
Yeah, a lot of trauma. I know I had that with my childhood, and it kind of pushed me to do things that I shouldn't have done. Something we talked about last week, and all my ghost hunting stuff and everything, and my tarot readings and stuff, and not doing that stuff anymore.
Good.
You know, I
Good.
definitely went through my spells of like the Wiccan, the ghost hunting, and all of that stuff. And I really think that like when you are young, especially, and you're growing and you're like searching for answers to things, and it's just like it's really cool and mystical and like amazing, right? And like this Christianity stuff is just boring. And it's like we're talking about God coming down in the flesh, dying, reviving himself after 3 days, and making a bunch of other humans that are with him be able to do miracles. It's like the most mystical out there stuff. I mean, it's way cooler than like I've got this crystal and it's gonna make me happy, right? Like I don't know.
Really is
And
I
then
just
you're
don't think it's
miserable
as simple as people
that
think.
day
You know.
It's pretty incredible what he does for people, especially for you, Veronica. You got angels. I got a very dominant sister pushed me into it. So,
That's awesome. Yes. That's yeah. Sometimes
well,
God uses us as the people that will help our family members because that's the hardest part, the family members. Yes.
true.
Yep, I'm
And
trying
like
to work on my dad now.
we all know
That's
you, Mandy. So like
awesome.
nobody was able to bully you without God putting their hand in
Yeah,
the
I mean,
action.
I was skeptical.
Yeah, Shonda's like, God, I don't think you know what you're talking about,
I
bro.
did. I
Because
was
I think one of the last times, I don't remember what we were talking about, but she kind of prophesied over me a little bit. And I was just like, no. Well, a couple years later, here we are.
Yeah, I mean, I really was very surprised. Very
Really?
surprised.
Me too. Me too. Yeah, when Ben told me Mandy wants you to be in this Zoom, Mandy, I was gonna tell him, are you confused or it's another name for Mandy?
Was not an awful person like they're trying to make me sound,
We're not saying
guys.
you were awful. We were saying that Christianity wasn't your thing.
No.
I was very stubborn.
Yeah.
Still kind of am, but he works on me. And you said you only argue with God once. Girl, I do it every day.
Yeah.
Because
Yeah.
he's just.
It is. Yeah. I mean, and if you are near to somebody that you love, like the love of God real, then you have to argue with him a little bit here and there because, yeah, sometimes I see things that are terrible, the wars that are happening, the kids that are dying. And yes, like my husband the other day say, he needs to come back. He needs to come back. What's going on? And I say,
Well,
see?
does anybody else think we're like in the end of the end times right now with everything that's going on?
Sometimes yes,
I mean,
sometimes
my
no.
parents said that then too, and my
Yeah, I say
grandma.
sometimes yes, sometimes no. I mean, unfortunately, it probably can get worse.
Well,
I
I
mean,
feel like it's the beginning of the end of times.
yeah,
You know,
it's kind of
that's what I
scary.
feel. Yes.
So I'm
Well,
like,
I feel like the countdown started when Jesus died and then was resurrected. That's when the clock was starting
right,
of
but God's
ending your
very
days are
patient.
coming. Get it right. Get it right. You only have one chance.
Yeah,
So that's the
don't bend that
scary
Bible
part.
because it's everything.
So I have a question. You guys did your testimony before in this program?
Just Shonda. Shonda and you are the second.
I'm still
Oh,
working on
really?
mine. Yeah, you're number two, girl.
Oh, that's not fair, Bang. And when is
Yeah, you guys have to give
yours?
I mean, I'm assuming that we're gonna eventually get there.
Okay.
The Holy Spirit's already told me that mine's gonna come soon. I'm just not quite ready for it yet.
Okay.
It's a lot of stuff I still need to unroll in myself. So he's still working on that a little bit.
Yes. Well, I also wanted to share something with you guys. I have been through a lot of things with my first son, with George. He always had been very near to God all his life. very special kid. But lately, I felt like he had been getting apart, just like we drop the ball at some time, you know. I feel like maybe that's something that happens to most of us. And it really hurts me as a mother to see that he's separating from God. So I have been crying and asking God for him. So I found out in these TikToks or YouTubes or stuff that if you pray at 3 a.m. in the morning, especially if you are a mother, God gets really connected to you. I didn't understand in the beginning why, but I did that several times and I do feel a lot of connection at that time in the morning. It's because not just about the sacrifice that you are fighting with your body in the moment that you wanted to sleep the most, but that time, that 3 in the morning, it looks like there is a lot of demonic attack going on, especially in the youth. And if you pray with all your strength, things happen. They get away. So I wanted to share that with you guys because I really feel that things get better when you pray at that time in the morning.
I didn't know the details of it, but I have heard that. Yeah, I've heard that for sure. So that's something to, and it's something I can actually do fairly easily because I wake up early and I like lay in my bed for like an hour or so every morning. It's like I wake up before my alarm. I'm probably up by like 2:45. So I can probably do that.
Yes.
Ben, why don't you try that for a week and let us know how it goes? Like,
I
do a
can
little
do that for
experiment.
sure. I'll do it.
I get up at weird. I'm usually up at like 4 a.m. So maybe I'll try it too. I get my brain to remember to do it.
And then when you start to see that, then I see other documentaries, 3 in the morning is the time to pray. I say, why is that? And even Catholics like San Pio or something like that.
Padre Pio,
Father
he
Pio.
did.
He did that at 3 in the morning and he explained that how important it was. I say, why is going on at 3 in the morning? But yes.
Well, your mind is very quiet. You haven't started the day. You don't have any food because that's a form of fasting too,
True.
which is when your prayers are most powerful. So that's why fasting is important. So it makes sense that at 3 a.m., when your mind is clearest, you know what I mean, and everything is calm and quiet, that you go for it. Plus, I'm sure it's a Trinity thing too. You know what I mean? So I can see that, yeah. I don't know that I'll remember this at 3 a.m. for you, but I'll try.
Well, Ben, let's start that tomorrow and then come back next Monday, and because I've got somebody lined up for next Monday too, so
Cool.
we can.
Sounds.
I'm
Shauna,
definitely
you
gonna
in on it?
pray
Are
for your
you?
son though, and
Yeah,
your
I will as well.
husband. So I wrote that down so I don't forget to include
We'll
your
tell
son
him.
and your
Tell
husband in
God to
it.
send him some angels like he sent you. Hey, Lord, send a few Jehovah's Witnesses over to her house when Veronica's not there. For your magic.
I'm very thankful with them. They are now in the airport all the time. And when
Are they
I
really?
walk by, I always smile or say something because you know so many people is mean with them. Yes, magazines. Yes. So they're always
People don't
there, and
have a
I always
brain when
say,
they're
"Hi,
flying
how
out
are
of the airport.
you?" Something, you know.
I have a Jehovah's Witness story. You just
Okay.
made me remember. I was probably like 19, 20, right? Like, and like I actually read the Bible at that point. It was before I backslid. And anyways, long story short, I had a grade school friend who was a Jehovah's Witness. He called me out of the blue and was like, "Hey man, I'd love to catch up. I haven't seen this guy in like 10 years." I thought I was going to catch up with an old friend. He brought his Bible. Then I got my Bible out. And then we like literally like we're going back and forth on passages for like hours, right? Like, and then we just kind of agreed to disagree at the end because I'm sure most people knows, but like Jehovah's Witnesses don't believe that Jesus is like divine and that he's actually God. And I do, right? So like, we were
Yes.
never going to get past that point, but we were respectful and we spent a whole day doing that. And I realized that if an old friend contacts you after like 15 years, it could not, there's a possibility it's not to reconnect. Like they could have an ulterior
Yeah.
motive.
Maybe you started
Absolutely.
something in him.
I don't know.
Yes.
I feel like he would have reached back out at some point if that was true, but you never know.
Well, not necessarily, because I mean, it may take a while for people to. I mean, you have like a lifetime of beliefs set into you that's kind of, it's scary to, be like, okay, well, this makes more sense to me and I feel more from it, but this is what I've known my whole life. Stepping into the unknown, that's the scariest, I think.
Yeah, and
Sometimes
his
you let
whole thing.
a seed on people,
Yeah.
and that seed doesn't grow immediately sometimes, but you
Right.
see it later.
Yeah.
And then they will come back to you and tell you, you told me this, and since
Yeah.
you told me that happened to me, and I have been thinking in that. So,
Yeah.
yes.
That's true.
So I guess, Shonda, I should thank you for sprinkling that seed a couple years ago. It apparently took hold. It's now overtaken everything in my life, which is fine because I'm enjoying it. I actually feel
Yay.
happy now. It's
Amen.
weird.
Good. Amen.
Wonderful,
Such a
yes.
strange change.
Yeah. And now
So,
he put you to work immediately.
I
Yes.
know, right? I'm just
That's
like,
true. He made quick work with you.
Andy, I need you
Vacation's
to get out of
over.
the work world so you can work for me.
And that's
Well,
the crazy part is that we want to do it though.
yeah.
You go from wow, this stuff is really boring to no, this it's not about being boring. It's a real thing. It's
Exactly.
real. And you want to do
Christianity
it.
is not boring, by the way. It's that conference I went to last week or whenever it was, I had the best time. I mean, I cried the whole time because Holy Spirit works in you and like heals you and stuff, and that's never fun. But apparently it's an intricate part of moving forward, is what everybody keeps telling me. So I'm just like, all right, well, let's get it over with. But it was so, I mean, I was high from it for like 4 days after. I mean, as a Catholic, do you guys like get into the Holy Spirit? Like, does he come down on and like encompass you and
Yeah, I mean, I can feel the Holy Spirit. Not the way I wish. I don't prophesy. I do not speak in language like there is people that can speak in tongues and things like that. But I feel him.
yeah.
One time I was in my bedroom praying, and I feel him telling me that I need to open a WhatsApp of my Latino Catholic friends and send them the Bible verses every day. And I was arguing, just like Moses or just like Paul, arguing with God, saying, do you understand they don't like the Bible? I mean, how can I tell them to read the Bible every day? It's not happening. And then I feel like he's just smiled to me. And then I did it, and immediately I had 26 people that accept the invite.
They accepted the invite. Okay.
Yes, and then I have people that I send Bible verses every day and the gospel every day, and it's already like 3 years that I'm sending them. They are Catholic, they never do that. And now they are doing it
That's
every
good.
day. So it's and then we make it like a prayer place where we put prayers and we ask for prayer. So that's what we do every day, and it's a little mission, a small mission, but God put me to that. And that day I felt his presence totally in this bedroom. I felt him that he told me to do that,
Because
and
you obeyed.
yeah,
Not a
I
victim. You
obey.
said yes.
I argue though, but I obey.
Well, I'm the same way. I argue and then I'm just like, fine, whatever.
Yeah, I do it. Yes. I mean, I argue all the time. I do. There are some things I get frustrated and but then it's like, all right, get it together. Get
Yeah.
over it,
Exactly. I mean, let's be real. Like, God doesn't really have to ask you to do things that you would have done anyways.
Yes.
He asks you to do stuff you don't want to do.
That's true. That's
Exactly.
true.
Yeah, I
Yeah.
never in a million years thought I'd be hosting a Christian, Jesus-centric podcast. Never in a million years. And then
yes.
when he told me, hey, your podcast is going to turn into a ministry, I'm like, no, absolutely not. I'm not cut out for that. Well, he's like, we'll see.
There you are. Yeah.
And then he's like, you know, because Ben started talking about the testimonies, and I'm like, Jesus, you better send me people, because I'm not going to hunt down people every freaking week to get on this. So,
and you know,
do it
about this. I had to tell you a small miracle, because you know how I work every night at the airline almost, but Mondays I am off.
Wow.
And Ben told me, we are going to do this on Monday. And I said, okay, Monday I can.
See?
Yes.
That's God working.
You are doing the work of God. It says it right here. Acts 1:8 says, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, throughout Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. So this is why people's testimony is so important.
Yeah.
To spread, and so that people can relate to your stories, because there's probably somebody out there who feels exactly like you did, you know.
For sure.
Or like you did, Mandy, or you did, Ben, you know.
Or you did, Shonda.
Or like the way I did, yeah. When you feel like you're a big fat nobody and he's not looking at you, you know.
I'm not good enough to do this stuff. Well,
yeah.
That's who Jesus picks, because we're all a bunch of misfits.
Much. Yeah.
He loves our messes.
He did.
Which he would have to, because Lord have mercy, I was a mess.
Mm-hmm.
Still kind of am, but working on it.
We're all still a mess.
We're all trying to figure it out too.
Yes.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, that's a great thing about him. And
him,
I think some
it's a lot easier.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. Because we know there are things that we're not going to be able to do on our own, and that's when he steps in and takes care of it. You know,
mm-hmm.
for us. So.
And I do want to put to the people that are listening that think that like we got it all figured out. Nobody has it all figured out, and there is no point, no matter how spiritual you are, no matter how close you are to God, that you fully understand him in this world. Like, it's always a continual searching and learning, and you'll start to understand some of his patterns. Like, you'll know when his hand's upon you, you'll know when he's telling you to act, you'll know when he's telling you that you're loved, you know when he's telling you that you're more than you think you are. But you'll never fully understand what's going on in this world.
Oh, I have to pray every morning when I would get up, God, just help me get through today. Because
yes,
there's just craziness, too much.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
Yes, and we have to be prepared for the attack, because there is a lot of attack going on.
Yeah.
Especially when you decide to follow the life of Christ, that's what Billy Graham used to say, that that's where you are in trouble.
Yep.
When you decide to follow.
And that is the truth, because I've been dealing with it, and it's just like, get away from me. Because I've kind of learned how to recognize when he's just getting in my head and just telling me stupid crap to get me to doubt certain things and certain people. I'm just like, nope.
Yes, it's hard. Yes. And then... yeah, and places like the airline that you get so much toxic people.
Yeah, you need Jesus at the airline every day.
In the morning,
it makes it hard.
I pray and I say, God, protect me, that give me wisdom and all that. And then in the beginning, I am like, yes, don't worry, yes. And then I am like, who is this person? And I realize, okay, God, please hold my horses.
It's rough, especially on weather days.
Yeah, I know, right?
It's terrible sometimes.
So glad I don't have to deal with that anymore. Although there are parts I do miss.
Yeah.
Like, I still have dreams about working on the ramp, and I'm just like, why?
Yeah, I mean, same deal, right? Like, I miss the ramp, and then it's like, if I lived in California working on the ramp, I would be starving to death right now. So, like, it wouldn't have been the best idea, but like, it was fun. It's nice to be out there in the spring.
I miss the ramp a lot, but with you guys. But right now, I mean, the people, they don't even, they walk to go to the planes, and the planes wait forever. And they say, we used to run, you know?
Oh, I would not be having that, girl. I'd be flagging the planes in myself if I were at the gate agent.
Yeah.
Gotta get this done, people. Well, God be with you at the ticket counter and gate.
Thank you. And bag of
I know you
service.
need it.
Yeah, bag service can be
Oh,
just as
baggage
bad,
service.
right? You lose someone's bag, they're not coming down there happy.
No, they're never happy.
No.
No,
Well,
which was
that
a
was a
good.
very beautiful story that you
It was.
shared.
Thank you so much for sharing that.
Definitely.
I actually, before we go, because I always like to do an altar call, because you never know who was touched by things any of us said. But since you're on here, Veronica, I'm going to have you help me with this one.
Okay.
As soon as I get to it, I still haven't got this memorized yet. It's horrible. Not horrible, just not sticking just yet. That's okay. So, for those of you who are still with us on this episode, I'm hoping it's because you're finding the things we said very inspirational and interesting and not boring. And for others, I hope it's because God's saying, hey, you should stick around and listen to the whole thing. Either way, I mean, both would be great, but either way is cool. But the Bible says in Romans 10:9 that if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. So if that's you and you're ready to surrender, surrender being a big word here, because that you have to. If you're ready to stop running, ready to be made new, just pray this with us. And Veronica, if you'll just, can you, would you care to translate into Spanish, like after each thing I say?
I had to translate. Yes.
You good?
Sí, yes, absolutely.
Okay, so this is special for our Spanish speakers out there because I can't do it. But now that
Okay.
I've remembered Shonda can, we'll probably do this every week.
Jesús,
Okay, so let's go ahead and pray this. Jesus, I know that I'm a sinner.
yo sé que soy una pecadora.
I know I've fallen short.
Yo sé que te he encontrado. Poco tiempo.
But I believe you died for me.
Pero sé que tú moriste por nosotros.
And I believe you rose again.
Y sé que te levantarás again otra vez.
Right now,
Ahora,
I turn away from my old life
yo he dejado mi vida atrás.
and I turn to you.
Y estoy regresando a ti.
Come into my heart.
Desde mi corazón,
Be my Lord.
sé mi Señor,
Be my Savior.
sé mi Salvador,
Wash me clean.
límpiame,
Make me new.
hazme nueva,
I give you everything that I am
te doy todo lo que yo soy
and everything I'm not.
y todo lo que no soy.
From this moment on,
Desde este momento,
I belong to you.
soy tuya.
In Jesus' name, amen.
En el nombre de Jesús, amén.
And if you just prayed that, your life has changed. You're not who you were. You're forgiven. You are chosen, and you're his. Plain and simple. And it's just the beginning. So welcome out of the abyss and into the light. And if you did pray that with us, we would love to hear. If you have a testimony, we'd love to hear about that. We'd love to hear if, you decided to come to Jesus. And that prayer is not just for someone who's never been saved. It's also for someone who, as my pastor says, likes what needs to renew their vows, because this is the prayer of salvation. This is you're basically getting married to Jesus, is how he kind of puts it, which I think is lovely because I'm in love with the guy. I have no problems being married to him. I'm all for that kind of marriage. But just reach out to us and let us know your testimony and your story. We'd love to hear it. Or if you need someone to pray with you and or for you, please get in touch with us. Our address is through the abyss podcast at gmail.com, and I check it every day. So feel free to reach out to us. And thank you so much for joining us. And Veronica, thank you so much for coming on and especially doing that translation for us. That's awesome.
Thank you,
Thank
Veronica.
you guys to invite me. That was amazing. Thank you.
Well, when Ben and I do our testimonies, we'll bring you back on so you can hear ours.
Yes, please.
Okay. All right, guys. Thank you so much. God bless everyone. We love you, and
God
we will talk to you next week.
bless you.
Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
So come on, my soul. Oh, don't you
As this episode comes to a close, remember this. No matter how deep the valley, no matter how heavy the darkness may feel, hope still lives. Thank you for listening to Echoes Through the Abyss podcast, where stories from the darkest places remind us that redemption, healing, and faith are always possible. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Psalm chapter 30, verse 5. Until next time, keep walking toward the light.